Teal season begins in Texas September 14th. Texas border business, Austin. Teal hunting season opens September 14th, and with wet conditions prevailing in many areas of Texas, hunters will have ample opportunities to harvest birds. Habitat conditions across much of the state are currently above average to excellent. In East Texas, near record precipitation filled reservoirs to capacity and created tens of thousands of acres of flooded shorelines rich in food for teal. Tropical weather along the Gulf Coast this summer established an abundance of fresh shallow water, a significant improvement for habitat compared to last year. Blue-winged teal are the second most abundant duck in North America and by far the most prevalent duck found in Texas during the special early teal season. They primarily breed in the prairie pothole regions of North Dakota, South Dakota, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. The Canadian portion of their breeding grounds is in its fifth consecutive year of significant drought. Parts of North and South Dakota have also experienced multiple years of drought, though conditions began to improve in May across key areas. Unfortunately, the final blue-winged teal breeding population estimates are now at a two-decade-long low, said Kevin Crawley, waterfowl program leader for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, TPWD. The population estimate this past May was 4.55 million birds and is down 15% from last year's estimate. The upshot is that above-average summer rainfall across much of the breeding grounds is expected to have a positive impact on duckling production and survival for 2024. Despite the decade-long decline in the breeding population, production of blue-winged teal is expected to be strong, said Crawley. Overall, I anticipate an above-average teal season this September across much of Texas due to the wet conditions. The 16-day statewide 2024 early teal season in Texas will run September 14 through 29. The daily bag limit on teal is 6, with a possession limit of 18. Crawley said the threshold for a liberal 16-day early teal season is 4.7. Due to the decline in population, the 2025 early teal season will be restricted to 9 days for the first time since 2005. As for conditions and prospects for teal season around the state, TPWD waterfowl biologists report. Water restrictions, due to the continued drought in central Texas, will play a significant role in the availability of waterfowl habitat this fall and winter. Most of the rice prairies will not have access to canal water and will have to rely on rainfall to fill wetlands and fallow rice fields. Landowners and managers that have access to irrigation water, groundwater will have a distinct advantage. Birds will concentrate heavily in these areas and reports indicate birds are arriving daily at these locations. These areas should expect an excellent teal season. Crawley reminds migratory bird hunters that they need to make sure they are Harvest Information Program, HIP, certified and confirm the HIP questions are answered correctly. HIP surveys allow biologists to get an accurate sample of hunters so the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service can deliver harvest surveys to a subsample of hunters later in the year. Hunters should purchase their new 2024-25 Texas hunting license prior to hitting the field. In addition, teal, waterfowl hunters will also need a migratory game bird endorsement, federal duck stamp and HIP certification. It's also required by law that hunters have proof of their completion of a hunter education course. This past year, the Duck Stamp Modernization Act of 2023 passed into law. This act modifies provisions of the Migratory Bird Hunting and Conservation Stamp, commonly referred to as the duck stamp, now allowing an individual to carry an electronic stamp, e-stamp, for the entire waterfowl hunting season. A physical federal duck stamp will be mailed to each e-stamp purchaser after the hunting season between May 10 to June 30, 2025. Hunters can find teal season dates, regulations, bag limits and more on this year's outdoor annual. Hunters can also access digital copies of their licenses via the Outdoor Annual and Texas Hunt and Fish apps. Anyone hunting on Texas public hunting lands must purchase an annual public hunting permit. Texas has more than 1 million acres of land for public access. More information about these lands and locations can be found on the TPWD website. Hunters using public lands can complete their on-site registration via the Texas Hunt.